This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rollerson. Karen Dietrich teaches English at Westmoreland County Community College and at Pitt Greensburg. As a writer, she took a particular interest in the new Netflix series Orange is the New Black, based on the memoir of the same title by Piper Kerman.
I knew that the series was just, you know, loosely based on the premise, and I knew that it wasn't going to be exactly the same. They really kind of, you know, punched up a lot of the drama and invented some new situations in the Netflix series. So I was really wonderfully surprised by the memoir, actually, because I think that it's a much more quiet sort of story and a very, really interior look at what Piper Kerman was going through. I mean, it still talks about the interactions and the relationships that she forged with the other prisoners, but it's really a lot of reflection on her time that she did and why she was there. I know some people who have seen the series and read the book, they're not so happy because they're wanting the book to reflect all of the drama right. That was in the series, but I loved them both.
I don't know if this is something that's happening now with memoir or if it's just something I've just noticed, but it seems like it's now kind of spread out on this continuum of, you know, fact and fiction. And this, like, the Orange is the New Black is such a great test case for that in that, mm-hmm. you know, it starts with a real life experience. Memoir, you're already kind of at a degree of mediation from the sort of journalistic facts of the case and then adapted into fiction. You know, you're that much further down the road. I wonder if, as a memoirist, as somebody who, you know, maybe things go well for your book, it gets adapted as a show or a movie, you know, someday in the future. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's an interesting concept to take something that's based in truth and then to try to adapt it into a more, you know, fictionalized sort of story. For a visual audience, they're going to want a lot of times more action and more drama, because a lot of memoir is kind of, you know, introspective and is more about, you know, these intensely personal stories, and a lot of times it's not big events. There are, of course, a few major events that take place in my memoir, but a lot of it is my feelings, my emotions, my perceptions of the world. I think it's hard to convey that visually in a film or in a series.
What else have you been reading lately?
Well, something else that I've been reading is a book called One Writer's Beginnings by Eudora Welty. Mm-hmm. It was published in 1984. It's based on a series of lectures that she gave at Harvard University in 1983. And it really is talking about her beginnings as an artist, being a young girl in Mississippi. It talks a lot about her relationships with her mother and father, which I'm always very interested in, family dynamics and those sorts of things. And it's instructive in the way that she's trying to kind of tell young writers how to kind of see the world and how to experience the world. And it's interesting because the three sections of the book are listening, learning to see, and then finding a voice. So she really spends a lot of time talking about that whole observation. If you're going to be a writer, you need to learn how to listen, you need to learn how to perceive and see the world, and then how do you take all of that material and then find your voice and how does it come out? So I'm always interested in writers writing about writing, of course.
I see one more on your stack here.
Yes, and of course another memoir. Mary Carr is a memoirist who I admire a lot, and this is actually her third book called Lit. Her first memoir was called The Liars Club, which came out in the 90s, which was, it's kind of remains one of those, you know, seminal memoirs of the 90s that kind of relaunched the genre in a lot of ways. And so she's writing in Lit about that whole experience of deciding to write The Liars Club. What was it like when the book came out? She was also dealing with alcoholism and some really personal issues with motherhood and relationships. She's got a tough kind of grittiness to her work, but it's also very lyrical, and she somehow balances that really beautifully, and I admire that.
Karen, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Karen Dietrich teaches writing at the Pitt Greensburg campus and at Westmoreland County Community College. Her first memoir, The Girl Factory, is out this week. Let us know what you're reading on Twitter at Booksburg or send a note to speakingvolumes@wesa.fm. You'll find past episodes on the website, and you can subscribe to the podcast via iTunes. Thanks for listening.